Play School Storytime.
Hello, my name's Lee, and this is Jemima. Welcome to Storytime. I wonder what the story will be today, Jemima. Did you hear that? That's the sound of the magic story drawer. It's open. Let's see what's inside. It's a spaceship with a big window on top. Whoosh, whoosh. And the story today is called Zelda's Big Adventure. And it goes like this. Zelda had a plan. She was going to be the first Chook in space. She built her spaceship. She's using tin, wood, and a saw to build her spaceship. She planned her experiments. She trained for weightlessness. All she really needed now was a little help from her friends. So she asked Walter for help with her spacesuit.
"Certainly not,"
said Walter.
"I don't sew."
Then she asked Mike for help with her heat shields. "No time," said Mike. "No time." Then she asked Bella for help with the controls.
"My dear Zelda," said Bella, "I don't do DIY."
Zelda was stumped. How was she going to be the first Chook in space if nobody would help her? "Well," she said to herself after a good long think, "I'll just have to manage all on my own." So she did. Wow, look at that spaceship. It's got a long staircase and two windows. Zelda's done a great job, hasn't she? Finally, launch day arrived. Zelda checked her fuel tank, full. She checked her food bowl, bursting. She checked her nesting box, cozy. Zelda's done a great job, hasn't she? Zelda started her engine. 10, 3, 8, 4. She wasn't very good at counting backwards. 0, blast off, she cried. Zelda flew up, up and away. She'd done it. She was the first Chook in space. Look at all those stars. And I can see 3 little aliens. Zelda conducted her experiments and went on spacewalks. She weighed stardust and counted planets. It was hard work, but she managed all on her own.